Praise the Lord. Good to clap your hands in the presence of God. Why do you call me Lord, Lord, and do not do the things which I say? Whoever comes to me and hears my sayings and does them, I will show you whom he is like. He's like a man building a house, who dug deep and laid the foundation on the rock. And when the flood arose, the stream beat vehemently against that house and could not shake it, for it was founded on the rock. But he who heard and did nothing is like a man who built a house on the earth without a foundation, against which the stream beat vehemently, and immediately it fell, and the ruin of that house was great. Lord, we ask you to breathe upon your word and bring it alive to us now. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen. Praise the Lord. Good teaching this, isn't it? And a great story. We're all familiar with it, about the man who built his house on the sand and the one who built his house on the rock. The people that are not trusting in Jesus Christ and do not believe this book are building their house on the sand, and it's sinking sand, and it'll take them right into hell. The house will slide into hell. But those who are trusting in Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior and are born again, who believe the whole counsel of God, that's the Bible, the whole Word of God, are standing on the rock, and when the storms come and the floods come and everything else comes against them in this life, in this world of tribulation that we are now in, we are in the tribulation, and it can only intensify until the day Jesus comes back. We stand on the rock. And when those floods come, the storms come, and all those things come that are contrary to us, to having a nice, peaceful life, then we will remain standing because we're standing on the rock of Christ and his teachings. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. It's good to praise the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. And don't forget that teaching I brought the other week about a sacrifice of praise. That means you praise the Lord when all your finances are low, when you're not feeling on top of the world, and when you've had a bad day. That's a sacrifice, isn't it? Because you don't feel like praising the Lord when things appear to go wrong and troubles come into your family or your life, and you're a bit low on resources. You feel low. And we say that's not a time to praise the Lord. It is, because that is the greatest time to praise the Lord, because then it's a sacrifice, and God always accepts a proper sacrifice. It's a sacrifice from the heart. It costs you. You see, it's not a sacrifice unless it costs you pain. There's pain there. But you praise God through the pain, and I want to tell you, the Spirit of God, he will open the windows of heaven, and he will open his storehouse and pour out a blessing on you so big you won't be contain it. Pressed down, shaken together, running over. You see, praise opens your heart up to God. It says, I believe you, my Father. You've got all things in hand, and you are my provider. And you've just opened up those doors in your life. Because God said, when you don't praise me, you've closed the doors. And you're going down in the doldrums. But God says, just praise me, and the doors fling open. Open wide the gates that the King of Glory may come in and bring his blessings. Hallelujah. So praise the Lord. A sacrifice of praise. Praise the Lord at all times and watch the blessings flow and the miracles happen. Now I had a dream on Friday night, and it was a spiritual dream. Praise the Lord. And I was in a place. I was in a city. There were skyscrapers, tower blocks, people milling around. And I heard the news that a nuclear bomb had gone off. And there was great devastation. Skyscrapers falling down. People being hit by the shock waves. Much devastation. I heard the news. But then, when I was standing, I was with two people, a man and a woman. We were together. Then I heard the news as we were walking in through the down the street. and in the precincts. And the news was that another bomb was going to go off near us. And there was a panic. And people were panicking, people were running, people were screaming and moving about, and the people with me were panicking. And I said to them, look, we're going to die. It's for sure, for nuclear bombs are going. We're going to die, but let's just pray and hold hands. And so we did. We prayed, we held hands and we prayed, and then we fled. And we ran, and as we were running, all the buildings were being shaken, the shockwaves were coming through, people were screaming, panicking, and the chunks of concrete and debris and stuff were falling, was falling from the sky and hitting the pavement and dropping all around us, and it was certain for sure that we were going to die, but we kept on running. And then we ended up in a town, and it was desolate and it was dark. There was no sound. Everybody had deserted the town. And we were standing there perfectly intact. We hadn't been touched. Not even a scratch. Praise the Lord. Well, what was that about? Anyway, I woke up. And so I opened my Bible up randomly. And there I opened it on that scripture, those scriptures I've just read. We're on the rock. When the storm comes, when the bomb goes up, when everything around us is falling apart and there's great intensified tribulation upon the earth because it's coming for sure, and I sense it very strongly that this is a warning from God that we will stand. You see, it's more than spiritual. Because I know a spiritual bomb is going to hit the Church of Jesus Christ. Because there's too many people, and people don't like to hear this kind of ministry. There's too many people with their opinions. And there's so much schism in the Church of Jesus Christ. There's no unity. And it will only be tribulation that will bring the true people of God together to pull together and stand together in these times. And that will come through the pressure that comes from Antichrist and his system and the mark of the beast. When that pressure starts to come on, it's going to wake people up, Christians up, and to get real and start to see the realities that God spoke about in his word and said, these are the days of the mark of the beast. This is the day in which I spoke about when tribulation would come against the church and there'd be war against the saints of Jesus Christ, and you will have to be close to me and stand upon the rock and trust in me and my word. And when those storms come, if you're doing these things, then you will stand like I was still standing after that bomb had gone off and hit everybody else and the debris and the concrete had fallen on them. But I was still standing and I was amazed. I'm still intact. And the people with me. Because, you know, we were trusting in God. The proof of it was we prayed. We were talking to God. But I was expecting at that moment we were going to be, you know, quick, destroyed. We'd be with the Lord. But God preserved us in the tribulation. And that's a message from God today to those who are listening. There is a time of trouble coming to this earth. Now, I believe this is more than a real great, there's a great shaking coming to the Church of Jesus Christ. And in 2007, we're in 2006 now, I have a strong feeling, and I've had it for quite a while now, as you know, that there is going to be some kind of catastrophe in 2007. Something quite devastating is going to happen. I already know that things are going to turn around and against the Church of Jesus Christ, because it is obvious that the spirit of Antichrist is raising his ugly head and is using everything against the church. His teachings and everything's infiltrating the schools, New Age thought, promoting all kinds of things that are against the people of God and their children. But there's something in 2007 going to happen. But more than that, I believe something physical, destructive, is going to happen in 2007. That will be on the scale of somebody on the scale of what I've just been speaking about here. We know that if somebody let off a nuclear bomb, even a small one, the destruction it would bring. So there is something going to happen to this world. And I believe something is going to happen. It's going to be something that's going to come against the Western nations. Whether it be, I believe it will be centered around England, Europe, and possibly America. Trouble is on its way. But the Lord said, I'll be with you in the midst of trouble, and I will be your protector. But I had a sense of a catastrophe coming, as in the days of Noah. They weren't listening. Praise the Lord, they weren't listening. Anyway, so it started with the dream, number one. It started with the dream. Number two, I opened my Bible up randomly and God gave me the interpretation part of it through the scriptures. Number three, I turned on my computer. I went straight away when I was up online, AOL News, and right there in my face was a nuclear bomb going off and a cloud, a mushroom cloud. And the words were, I switched on my computer and on AOL News there was a picture of a nuclear blast and a mushroom cloud, and the title was, Six Arab States Have Announced They Are Embarking on Programs to Master Atomic Technology, Sparking Fears of a Nuclear Race. The International Atomic Energy Agency named the countries involved as Algeria, Egypt, Morocco, and Saudi Arabia, Tunisia, and the UAE has also shown interest. The group wanted to build civilian nuclear energy programs as they were permitted to under international law. However, there were fears that a bomb would eventually be made. Could it be that God is also warning about a coming imminent nuclear attack against the West from terrorists or countries supporting terrorism? Well, we don't know what's going to happen, but I had, in that dream, it was a double warning. Now, when you get a double warning from God about a nuclear attack or whatever it may be, it means that it's imminent. Now, imminent in the sight of God doesn't mean to say it's going to happen tomorrow, but imminent could mean next year or even the year after, but I'm not going into the year after. I had warnings, and I put it out on the internet, it's there for all to see, about a terrorist attack coming to this country and about judgments coming to this country, pension schemes being hit and everything else. The warnings that I had from God came to pass, literally. It came against London, the underground, the bombs that went off, and so on. And then I put the results of that prophecy. And God gave me he gave me the prophecy about the tsunami. That came to pass. When God gives me prophecies, they do come to pass. And when I get a warning like that from God, I take it seriously. And especially when he says it twice and then confirms it in so many ways. Because with the dream, God doesn't give a dream without the interpretation. He made the interpretation quite clear. But I have a strong sense of foreboding that something tragic is going to happen against the West, Western nations. So, what do we do? Well, there's a lot of people out there, they've got a lot to say, but they're not saying the right things. They think they know it all. They use the Bible wrongly. But I always believe in my heart that we should keep to the fundamentals of the Christian faith, because the fundamentals of the Christian faith are the foundational teaching of the apostles and prophets. And if we have that foundation in our life and we are sincere with God and we build upon that foundation, we will remain solid. This is what this teaching is all about. But why do you call me Lord, Lord, and do not do the things which I say? And I'm sure that that is the word of God for Jesus Christ. You see, have you noticed when you put out any message on judgment on the internet, it's not very popular. But why do you call me Lord, Lord, and do not do the things which I say? And there's a lot of people today calling Jesus Lord, Lord, but not doing what he says. We've all got this opinion about Jesus and whether we represent him in that. But the Lord's saying, but you're not doing what I say. I always think it's best to say nothing and get right with God. And then when we're right with God, then we can represent him as a good ambassador of Jesus Christ. But sometimes I just wish that, you know, certain people that are propagating heresy on the internet, and they're so legalistic and dogmatic, any move of the Spirit they want to stop, and if they could, they would. And we have to counteract it at times. Sometimes you just wish that you could take the Bibles off them and say, look, you shouldn't have that Bible, you're misusing it. You're actually using it against the movement of the Spirit of God. That's dangerous. Because once we start moving into that area of slandering off the work of the Holy Spirit, we can move into the area of blaspheming against the Holy Spirit of God. And there are a lot of people out there, whether aware of it or not, that actually hold the Bible, they actually memorize it, and they are not born again. They don't know Jesus Christ. And that is a sure way of becoming a heretic. That is a sure way of moving into cultism. That is a sure way of coming from your point of view instead of God's, and actually using the Bible to back up what you say from a worldly point of view. You see, the Bible is the best book that ever came to this earth. It is a fantastic book in the hands of the right people. But it's like if you put a gun in the hand of the wrong person. Now, a gun can be used for defense. It can be used for the right purposes, for hunting or whatever. But if I take that hunting rifle out of the hand of the hunter, who can be trusted to go legally, because he has a license to go and shoot the game he wants, and I take it out of his hand and put it in the hand of a terrorist, or a murderer, or some outlaw, lawless person, then we can expect trouble. And it's the same with the Bible. It's a great book if it's in the hands of the right people. People that are born again, that are listening to Jesus and rightly dividing the word of truth and using it accurately. You put it into the hands of the wrong person, and that is why we see so much trouble in the world today, so much argument, strife, contentions about the Bible. But there's not much we can do about it, because we can't go up and take the Bibles out of the hands. But one day God will take the Bibles out of the hands, and not only that, they'll be stripped of everything. All the clothing, everything they brought into this world, they came in naked, and they'll go out naked. We brought nothing into this world, and we'll take nothing out now. We brought nothing into this world, but thank God I was born in sin. I'm not thanking God for that. I'm thanking God that I'm born again. I'm taking Jesus. Hallelujah. So praise the Lord. So that's the tragedy of it all. People using that word without being born again. And when they go out, they'll be stripped. They'll leave the Bible behind. They'll leave all the clothing behind. And they'll go out a sinner as they came in. And as it is appointed unto men once to die. But after this, the judgment, they'll face God for all what they've done in this life. And especially if they've misused the word of God. We need to take that warning. But what a wonderful thing, isn't it? When we entered this life, that God had made a provision for us, the gift of his Son, and he offered him to us through the gospel and said, will you believe? And we believed. And we've got Jesus in our hearts now. I'm taking Jesus out with me. Or he's taking me out. He might come before I go that way. The rapture, he'll be taking me out. Praise the Lord. Are we on the rock today? Thank God my feet are on the rock of Christ and His Word. And I know where I'm going. I know who's coming for me. His name is Jesus Christ. And I have a relationship for Him, with Him. I've got eternal life. I don't have a dismal view of the future, because I know that life goes beyond this. And I'm not worried about whether I'll go to heaven or hell, because the Bible tells me, on the foundation of the Word of God, it says, if I believe, I've got eternal life. And I know Jesus Christ. This is the sure foundation and the rock in your life, your faith in God, Jesus Christ and His Word, because Jesus is God. Hallelujah. And the Father will honor His Son and His teachings. Praise the Lord. Let's just keep on trusting and reading the Word and talking to Him each day, keeping relationship. Don't go by your feelings. Your feelings are unpredictable. The devil is one for playing with your feelings. You say, you don't feel too good today. You can't fight the good fight of faith. Now you stay down and I'll make sure you keep down. The Bible is telling us today in the first three books of Revelation, he who overcomes. And it's not just when Antichrist appears on the scene, and I believe there will be a revelation of the Antichrist next year to those who are discerning. I believe I already have the revelation. I know who he is. But for those who are discerning, he will be revealed. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I forgot what I was saying then, but I think you've got the gist of it. Keep your faith in the Word, read the Word and pray daily. Yes, that was it. He who overcomes, she who overcomes. You start overcoming from this moment, not when the Antichrist is revealed. We have to become stronger and stronger in our faith by overcoming the little things now. And then maybe now and then there'll be a bigger thing. But if we don't, we will remain defeated. Overcome now. You say, I'm short of money. Is this problem here, that problem there, and that person's causing me trouble? I'll wait till a better day to overcome. And the Lord said, no. Overcome now. Start to praise me now. Start to rise above it now. Start to trust me now. I'm your only hope. I'm anchor your soul in me. Because I will pull you out. You've seen that anchor, haven't you? You know, when they drop that big anchor out of the ship into the sea, and when they start to winch it up, praise the Lord, hallelujah, and it goes up and up and up. And that's what the Lord's saying, trust in me and I'll winch you up and keep you above it all. Praise the Lord. Overcome now. So let's just pray. He who overcomes, he who overcomes, she who overcomes, she who overcomes, he who overcomes. Keep above it all, he's given us all full provision through prayer and the reading of the Word and the power of the Holy Spirit to be overcomers. We will get knocked down at times, there's no doubt about that. But when we rise up, let's rise up in a new anointing of power. Let's just pray. We ask you, Lord, to breathe upon the Word of God now, root it in us, and help us do these things and keep our eyes on Jesus at all times and follow Him. Thank you for your Word today and for your mighty presence, your mighty anointing, Holy Spirit of God. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you, Lord. Praise your name.